Here in San Diego, there's a big party planned in July for a park. New York has Central Park, Chicago has Grant Park, San Francisco Golden Gate Park, but San Diego has Balboa Park, 1,200 acres of lush landscaping, museums, historic buildings. There will be a benefit gala July 18th to celebrate the park's 100-year history. But what about its future? The drought is forcing park officials to look at ways to keep it green. KPBS reporter Eric Anderson says the park's historic buildings may be part of the answer.
Casa de Balboa sits in the heart of San Diego's premier park. The building is surrounded by lush vegetation, but the plants that grace the grounds of this civic centerpiece are thirsty. With water scarce and expensive, park officials are looking for options. Jim Hughes chairs the Friends of Balboa Park, and he's standing on top of Casa de Balboa's sweeping flat roof, which is nearly as large as a football field. He says there's a chance that this structure could help the city claim a significant and regular flow of water.
They calculated that between this building and the adjacent building, we may be able to capture 90,000 gallons of water per month, averaged over the year.
The roof has a wall around the top. Water would build up here if it couldn't find a way off the roof, so architects installed drains. When it rains, this water winds up in the city's sewage system.
We're trying to capture that water. Instead of it going down a city drain pipe into the wastewater system, we want to use it for irrigation in an adjacent garden area.
But when a region's average annual rainfall is around 10 inches, even lower in the midst of a prolonged drought, relying on the weather isn't a practical water solution. That's why Hughes says they're also taking advantage of another source of water on the roof. The air conditioning units that keep the buildings cool create a lot of condensation. That water drips off the machines and is funneled away from the roof in plastic PVC pipe.
They come out and they flow down here. They collect. The water runs down by gravity and eventually will end up in the condensation drain line. And this is water that's going right into the city sewer system.
Hughes says crews will install new pipes that divert the runoff and funnel it into a holding tank. Once the system is in place, the captured water will feed the landscaping in a pocket garden that's right next door. It's a project that hits home for San Diego State University professor Matt Rahn. His students are currently mapping the park's water infrastructure.
As we start looking into the future, we're going to have to identify areas for water conservation and efficiency strategies and to be able to manage the park in increasingly sustainable way.
Ron's students hope to eventually quantify just how much water is consumed in the park. He says that'll open the door to more projects that can save water.
We have, aging infrastructure and increased demand on water resources throughout Southern California and indeed throughout most of the Western United States. And so this is an opportunity to have the city and Balboa Park serve as a model for the rest of our community on how to manage its water infrastructure and increase efficiencies over time.
This project is limited to one corner of the park, but the San Diego Women's Foundation is hoping it will have more reach. The foundation's Marjorie O'Malley says her organization approved a $40,000 donation because there's a public education component.
Because it's Balboa Park and our centennial, there'll be a lot of people coming through the park this year. And it will be terrific to have them see and have the rest of the country, not just Californians who come here, not just native San Diegans, see that we really do care and we're looking at different ways to conserve water.
Officials at Balboa Park say if this demonstration project works, they'll look to expand the effort to capture and use water that would otherwise be flushed away. For Here and Now, Eric Anderson in San Diego.